For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com.
Sunday afternoon, September the 1st, 1991. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody is the teacher of the afternoon.
Well, we get the horse back in the harness this afternoon. Amen. And we're just, I was just rejoiced when he called and said we're going to try and get there. So we just begin to pray and believe that there wouldn't be any problems. We're just glad to have Gene and Earlene here this afternoon and be with us to tomorrow, part of the day anyway, maybe. And when do you have to be back to work?
I've got to have her back Tuesday, but I don't.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. Well, we're believing that that's going to cease. Amen. The Lord's going to cause those kidneys to begin to operate, and there won't be any more of that to have to be done. Praise the Lord. Gene Moody is a civil engineer, has his own business in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his business is deliverance, and his sideline is engineering. Brother Gene.
Okay, if we don't get it one way, we'll get it the other. Praise God. Early and I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death, and it's been quite an experience for us in the past few months. I believe that someday Earlene will teach a lesson when she can get to the point where she feels like sitting down and researching and writing a lesson. There's a lesson there that the full gospel Christian public does not know about. It's a lesson that we've seen in action for a number of years in a number of different people. And I feel someday that Earlene will have a teaching about what she has gone through. It's good to be back. You know, I wondered if we ever would be back. You know, see, Earlene and I, we're a team. I have no calling to run around the country or around the world on my own. I feel like if I go, Earlene should go with me. And so one of our team members was in trouble. And I wasn't sure what was going to come out of him. I wasn't sure whether she would choose to go home and fast and pray and die, or fast and pray and be healed. See, I believe in the free will. Had she chosen that, I would have had to have let her done it. And I might have lost my wife. But I believe that's strong in the free will. And I'm going to get into that in this lesson. Earlene also taught a lesson about innocent blood. See, I think innocent blood is what's going to bring our nation down. I think it's the abortion, the killing of millions of children that's going to bring our nation down. It was a very important lesson. Now, whether her attack came through that lesson, or this is just part of old age, or just part of a heritage, or what, we don't know. God has not shown us. And not old age. Praise God. And I especially want to thank you and those out who will listen to these tapes. I want to thank you for your prayers. You know, see, for 15 years, we ministered to thousands of people. And we've seen mighty signs and wonders and miracles. But see, now it came time for those to minister to us. We needed your prayers, your telephone calls, your visits, your love. We still need them. You see, we still need them. Earlene is still undergoing dialysis. We're believing for a healing, for a supernatural healing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And you know, it was just amazing. It's like suddenly, instead of ministering to others, you're being ministered to. It's a totally different life. And I just want to give you our love and to thank you so much for being willing to minister Earlene and I. And I want you to continue, please. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay, my lesson is God is a man of war. This is a lesson I prepared
before Erling got sick.
It's a long lesson. I've got a lot of scripture, a lot of teaching, and a lot of demons. So let's get our Bible out, and I'm going to go through this.
And I'll do it chronologically,
as I usually do, to try to save time. Exodus 15:3. Exodus 15:3. Oh, praise God. Exodus 15:3. The Lord is a man of war.
The Lord is his name.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. That's our Lord. Numbers 23:8. Numbers 23:8. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied?
Whom the Lord hath not cursed. Deuteronomy 29:20.
Deuteronomy 29:20. The Lord will not spare him. But then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smote against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven.
All the curses that are written in this book shall be upon him.
Joshua 11:20. Joshua 11:20. Joshua 11:20. For it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but he might destroy them as the Lord commanded Moses,
that he might destroy them utterly.
1 Samuel 19:5. 1 Samuel 19:5. And David went out whithersoever Saul sent him, and behaved himself wisely. And Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. 1 Samuel 19:5. I was in 18. It's, okay, 1 Samuel 19:5. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. 25:28. 25:28. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days.
Because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord. 2 Samuel 23:12.
2 Samuel 23:12. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory.
Yeah. And the Lord wrought a great victory.
1 Chronicles 29:11. 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory.
Yes.
2 Chronicles 34:24. 2 Chronicles 34:24. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah.
Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place.
Psalms 24:8. Psalms 24:8.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. 68:8. 68:8. Psalm 68, verse 8. The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Okay, I'm sorry, I got the wrong verse there. The one I was looking at is where it says, Thou hast led captivity captive. I must have the wrong reference. 18. Okay. I missed a digit there. 68:18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Thank you, Bill. Chapter 89, verse 8. Chapter 89, verse 8. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness around about thee?
O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee?
Isaiah 3:1. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. For behold, the Lord of hosts. 10:16, chapter 10, verse 16. Therefore shall the Lord of hosts, send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire.
The Lord of hosts sent among his fat ones leanness.
Chapter 11, verse 4. 11, 4. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked.
He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth.
Chapter 13, verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 5. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land.
Even the Lord and his weapons of his indignation to destroy.
Chapter 42, verse 13. Chapter 42, verse 13. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies.
He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war.
Jeremiah 35, 17. Jeremiah 35, 17. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered.
Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel.
Chapter 50, verse 25. Chapter 50, verse 25. The Lord hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans.
Open his armory, brought forth the weapons of his indignation.
Chapter 51, verse 19. Chapter 51, verse 19. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is a former of all things. And Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Hallelujah. Israel is the rod of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name.
51:20. Next verse. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy the kingdoms.
Amen. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war.
Lamentations 3:1. Lamentations 3:1. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath.
I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath.
Matthew 12:20. Matthew chapter 12, verse 20.
A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Till he send forth judgment unto victory. 24:29. Chapter 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall not fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Luke 1:68. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Romans 16:20. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Colossians 2:15. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And having spoiled principalities and powers. 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That he might destroy the works of the devil. Chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And this is a victory that overcometh the world. Okay, why don't y'all stand up and take a stretch, and then I'm going to get into the lesson, and I'm going to get a glass of water while you're doing that. Okay, you can be seated again. Sort of get the kinks out of your muscles. Okay, praise the Lord. As most of you know, Early and I are teachers, and we cover a lot of territory. Young's Analytical Concordance of the Bible. Young's defines the key words in the above verses as fighting, war, battle, arms, victory, pierce, execrate, oath, imprecation, destroy, cut off, waste, loose, strip off, unclothe, rub together, shakeability, warfare, service, conflict, eating up, badness, preeminence, security, safety, and hammer. In other words, that helps you to understand a little better about the verses above. Descriptions of God. How is God described? The Lord is described by different phrases: man of war, strong and mighty, mighty in battle, God of hosts, God of Israel, God of peace, Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord God. It is clear that he is God and Lord, even the Lord God. He is God over all, and he delegates authority to whom he will. The verses above list characteristics of God. God curses people, sends all the curses, destroy them utterly, wrought a great salvation, wrought a great victory, victory of God, I will bring evil, smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, the weapons of his indignation, open his armory, the rod of his wrath, he sent forth judgment unto victory, powers of the heavens shall be shaken, God of peace shall bruise Satan, giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, spoil principalities and powers, destroy the works of the devil, and the victory that overcometh the world. Does God curse people?
Yes.
Right. It is probably worthwhile to comment about where curses come from. All of the curses were written in the Holy Bible by God.
Did Satan write those?
These are curses that God put into effect to penalize us for not following the Word of God. Satan did not invent these curses.
People do not like to say that God cursed them or others. However, the Bible says that we cannot curse whom God hath not cursed. If a people is blessed by God, then the curse will not land. They are blessed because they follow God and obey Him. If a people is cursed by God, then we cannot bless them and reverse the curse unless the people repent and change their ways. You think repentance is going out of style? Not hardly. The nation of Israel. Simply, we are blessed when we obey and cursed when we disobey the commandments in the Bible. A good example to study is the nation of Israel and their rise and fall through the years. You can see how the law of blessing and cursing in operation in God's chosen people. There are a lot of good lessons to be learned by studying Israel's rise and fall in the Bible as well as in the history books. Balak, king of Moab, hired Balaam, a Midianite prophet, to curse Israel when they were journeying in his territory. The story is found in Numbers chapters 22 through 31. Moab was afraid of Israel because God was with them and they were destroying their enemies. He called Balaam to curse Israel to destroy that nation. God told Balaam not to go, but he apparently wanted the reward. God let Balaam go, but he cursed himself in going. Balaam could not curse Israel because they were following God. He actually blessed Israel and cursed Moab. Balaam counseled Balak to get the people of Israel to sin. Israel then committed whoredom and idolatry with the women of Moab. They cursed themselves by disobeying God. The wrath of God descended on Israel. Finally, the Midianites were spoiled and Balaam is slain. Now, what about a law of blessing and cursing? You think there's a law about blessing and cursing? Israel is blessed because of obedience. Balaam cannot curse them. Israel curses themselves by idolatry. God is angry with them, and the plague starts. You see the sequence here? You see how this came about? Moab is cursed because of incest and so forth. Balak wants to curse Israel but cannot. He probably encourages the women to commit whoredom with the Israelites. The Moabites are later destroyed. Balaam is a soothsayer. He disobeys God and greedily seeks a reward. In so doing, he curses himself and is later killed. What I want you to do is see the pattern. See the pattern and the sequence. See, there's a sequence of events like 1, 2, 3. Warriors for Christ. We taught a lesson at camp called Warriors for Christ. In that lesson are many scriptures describing our roles as warriors. It lists their weapons and how we are to use them. Please refer to that lesson for material not covered herein. There's a tape back there on that lesson that we taught on Warriors for Christ. The way I write these lessons is they go in a book. They go in a manual. It's called Deliverance Manual. And Glenn and Irma have printed that in case you'd like to get a copy. And then we keep a loose leaf copy at the house, which we keep adding to. It'll never end, I guess, until the Lord takes us home. The verses above list phrases that apply to us, showing that God is our commander-in-chief. We fight in the battles of the Lord. We are His battle axes and weapons of war, and our weapons are not carnal but spiritual. It's a blessing to have Brother Jack Harris and Colonel Speed Wilson with us. They were warriors. See, they were warriors for our nation, okay? And they're also warriors for Christ.
Yes.
Praise God. Why did Jesus come to earth?
Why do you think Jesus came to earth?
That's interesting.
How many of you think He came to destroy the works of the devil? Raise your hand. That's pretty good. 1 John 3:8.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. That's what He came for. Now, what does He expect you to do?
Destroy the works of
Right. You are supposed to follow his leadership and destroy the works of the devil.
Most adults cannot answer this question correctly. Most people think that he came to save them. Salvation is just part of what Jesus Christ accomplished on earth. As you can see from the scripture above, he bruised Satan's head, led captivity captive, divided the spoil, cast out Satan, judged the prince of the world, spoiled principalities and powers, abolished death, put all things in subjection, and so forth. As you study the Bible, it is clear that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, completely defeated Satan and his army of fallen angels and demons. It is also clear that God Almighty made provisions that we can be totally victorious in him according to his ways. Wouldn't it be ridiculous if God set up a plan for the children of God to lose to the forces of evil? Wouldn't that be ridiculous? Do you think he gave us a winning plan? Amen. If Satan has been completely defeated, then why do we still have a war with the enemy? It is simple. Satan is free to roam the earth until he's bound up for 1,000 years. Until then, he can do everything we will let him do to destroy us. Satan has no power over us, but we let him trick us due to our ignorance of the Bible and because of sin in our lives. Does God work through us? What do you think? You think God works through you, or he does everything himself? Jeremiah 51:20, Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. All right, say that. Thou art my battle axe
and weapons of war,
for with me, God will break in pieces, the nations, and with me,
God will
destroy
kingdoms.
What kind of kingdoms? Demonic kingdoms. Why doesn't God do everything himself? He certainly could. God has chosen to work through his children. The condition of the world is the responsibility of the Christian body and especially the leaders. It is clear that the fivefold ministry has failed to properly teach and show the world how to live. The world will never be won for Christ with the ignorance, cowardliness, and greed of the present day ministry. The War of the Ages. God is our leader in the war, and we clearly are in a series of battles. The warfare is against Satan and his multitude of evil forces. It is all-out spiritual warfare until the end of the world as we know it. It is a life-and-death battle for our spiritual and physical lives. See, this is what Earlene and I have been going through. It's a life-and-death battle for her life. Now, you may say, well, you know, I haven't had any problems like that, so I don't understand why you're going through that, Gene and Earlene. Well, let me tell you, if you don't have problems, the chances are you'll have some problems before you die. You're going to have to go through problems. I've yet to run into anyone who has no problems. Like Earlene said, if we found somebody who didn't have any problems and lived a perfect life, we'd follow them around 24 hours a day to find out how they did it. We are warriors for Christ, have weapons, and are taught how to use the weapons in the Bible. We are cursed even bitterly if we won't fight the battles of the Lord. We have to be willing to shed blood in a spiritual battle. Okay, Earlene and I, we shed some blood. We have risked. I've risked my job. I've risked my finances. I've risked my family. I've risked my health to fight the battles of the Lord. God has seen us through all those battles. That doesn't mean we haven't got some scars along the way, that we haven't had some problems. But God has always seen us through the valley of the shadow of death, through the battle. He's always seen us through. I suppose I always take the cowardly way out. I say, well, you know, I'm an engineer. I make real good money, and I want to jeopardize my position. Somebody might hear about it and make fun of me, and I wouldn't make as much money, and on and on and on. Well, I've chosen the other way. I've chosen to take my chances with the Lord. And God has always seen us through.
Yeah.
Curse you, Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse you bitterly, the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Jeremiah 48:10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Other verses are Genesis 3:17. Those who hearken unto their wives rather than God. 1 Kings 20:35-42. Him who keeps back his sword from blood, And Ezekiel 3, 18 through 21, those who refused to warn them from sin. So are you supposed to enter in the battle?
No.
Right. Well, what happens if you don't enter in the battle?
You're cursed.
You say, well, I don't want to risk what I have. I mean, all these wonderful things that God has given me, mentally, physically, spiritually, materially. Well, you're risking it by not entering in the battle. If you just knew what you were risking by not warring for yourself, for your wife, for your husband, for your children, for your church, for your nation, it would probably stagger you. Deliverance is at the front lines in the hottest part of the spiritual battle. God parachutes you into the pits of the people's personal hell to help them. Deliverance is controversial and not popular. You have to be willing to sacrifice certain parts of your lifestyle, if necessary, to help people in spite of the church opposition to deliverance and demon forces working against you. Before we got in deliverance, Early and I were a couple of the most popular Christians in town. I mean, almost everywhere we went, they wanted us to speak and testify, and oh boy, we were so popular. And then we got in deliverance, and we became a couple of the most unpopular Christians in town. They no longer wanted us to speak and testify and be up in the front. Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the enemy. He accomplished that feat and gave us the keys to victory. However, it is up to us to use the keys of victory in our personal battle of our lifetime. If we don't fully use the keys as listed in the Bible, we will be partially or fully defeated by the forces of evil. God chooses to work through us as well as sovereignly on His own. Just because God works through us, does this mean that He can't work on His own doing certain things? No. I mean, God works. God does things sovereignly. He doesn't have to do everything through us. Thank God for that. We can't dictate to God or put Him in a box. He doesn't have to obey our commandments or orders. We have to obey His. Just because we say it, God doesn't have to do it, especially when it's unscriptural. A lot of what is said in the Christian world is man's thoughts and not God's thoughts. This is frequently the case when we are praying warfare or fighting in the heavenlies. If what we say doesn't line up with the Word of God, then God will not answer but answer every demonic prayer. Watch and see what happens when you pray. How are your sayings come to pass? You know you can pray a demonic prayer? You know you can pray and Satan will answer your prayer? Watch how you pray. Passive judgment. There are those who can't make clear judgments on issues and misuse the verse to judge not. Many do not realize they are to judge every prophecy, the fruit in our lives and in the lives of others, and on and on. You need to judge everything you see, hear, or read. If not, you will be submitted to every wind of evil doctrine and fall into many hurtful traps. I once heard a pastor tell his people that they should not criticize him even when he is wrong. Neither should they talk about him. I have seen strange things in that church, an unusually large number of divorces, illegitimate children, crimes of theft and forced entry, idolatry, and so forth. People should be taught to properly make scriptural judgment. What is witchcraft practiced by Christians? Do you think Christians can practice witchcraft? Witchcraft is defined as the power or practices of witches. Sorcery, black magic, bewitching attraction or charm, enchantment, irresistible influence, fascination. Enchantment is defined as the act of casting a spell over, the use of magic to charm, the state of being under the influence of a magic spell or charm, a magic spell or charm, something that charms or delights greatly, great delight or pleasure. Also consider the words fascination, charm, captivation, allurement. Witchcraft is simply trying to control others for your own benefit, no matter how worthy the cause may be. God anoints and provides for His ministers to do His work here on earth. The people look to the ministers to help them live according to the Bible. This gives them a power over the people that can be used for good or evil. Silly women look up to the pastors as someone on a pedestal and frequently end up having sex with the weak pastors. Silly men want the admiration of the pastors and try to please the prideful pastors to gain favor. In the positions of the fivefold ministry, it is easy to fleece the flock. you are easy to be fleeced if you don't watch out. The people in this position, the fivefold ministry, a special anointing, a special power to do their work. Well, if they take advantage of that, and if you're gullible, then you're going to be fleeced. Playing God in people's lives. When we got into deliverance, people would come to us for help of many different types. They wanted us to go to God and find out what they were supposed to do. They wanted us to be their parents, show them parental love, and tell them how to conduct their lives. They wanted to pay us for our help, give us gifts of love, and give us tithes and offerings. Why would these people come to us for help? The Christian body is hurting and cannot find the needed help in the church. The churches refuse to practice deliverance, healing, and so forth, and teach the whole truth of the Bible. If the people have problems, the church sends them to the world for help. They're sent to the medical profession to be physically healed in the body, to the psychiatric profession to be mentally healed in the soul, to the social profession to be financially healed in the material realm, and in certain ways to the world in general to be spiritually healed, such as receiving peace. So what happens? The pastor has problems, he sends them to the world. What's wrong with God? Do we serve a God so small that he can't handle our problems? Good relationship with him. They thought that we did, since we could help them and that God would speak to us for them. They may have been lazy, ignorant, or have some other reason why they wanted to place us as intermediaries between them and God. They may have had a Catholic or other religious background which caused them to look to man rather than directly to God for guidance. Their parents did not provide the proper role models pointing them towards God, the Father. It is so important how the parents raise their children. Parents actually are in a position of being like God in the lives of the children. The way a child relates to their parents, especially to the Father, is the way the child will relate to God in later life. Many times when the children do not have good parents, they go through life seeking someone to fill that void in their lives. The parents may not have shown love for them, so they seek love from others to fulfill that need. The parents may have been absentee parents and not given them guidance, so they will seek others to guide them. They're still acting like a child, even though they are adults. People are so grateful for what you have done to help them that they are willing to pay you for your services or to give you their tithe money. We sought the Lord about receiving money. We felt that he told us not to take the money, explained to others that we didn't need the money, that God was providing very well for us, and to give their money to the church or some Christian work. If after a strong talk to them and they still felt that God wanted them to give us some money for the ministry, we would accept so that they could be blessed. The money given us was in place in their tithe money to give to others or in the ministry of deliverance to buy publications for others. Matthew 10:7-8. Okay, Bill sang that. Okay, that is one of our favorite songs, and I would sing it right now, except Bill already took care of that. Okay, do you believe that? As you go preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely I receive, freely again. We're supposed to be doing that right now. It's not something that's going to happen in heaven. We won't need it up there, right? This is one of our favorite passages, and we love to sing it or read it to the forces of evil. When you're in deliverance, that's a good verse to read. It could also be thought of as a great commission to us as well as other Christians. Notice that it's said to freely give because that God has freely given to us. Therefore, we do not need the money of others because God is supplying our needs bountifully. And God told us not to play God in the lives of his people. He was God, and God would direct his church. We have tried to do that ever since. We do our best to help people, and they do not owe us anything. And they are free to go and never return. This has worked out very well. God has rewarded us for obeying his instructions. It is easy to take advantage of the Christian body. God places the fivefold ministry and other spiritual leaders in a position where the people trust them and respect them. The leaders then take advantage of God's people for their own selfish reasons, building a building, an empire, a ministry, an individual, and so forth, to satisfy and glorify the individuals in charge of the work. You especially see the leaders taking advantage of the money supplied for the use of themselves, their families, and their friends. They take advantage of the women in the church, sometimes sexually, especially in the black churches. Enough said about that. We've seen that in the black churches. You believe the pastor has a harem? He's not supposed to. Not hardly. I wonder how the pastors are going to answer to God when they get to heaven and the pastor has used the women in the church as his harem. In summary, parents are like God in the lives of their children. They should raise the children to have the proper relationship with Father God. The ministry should not act like God in the lives of their congregation. The leaders should train the people to go directly to God for their guidance. Let me read that again. In summary, parents are like God in the lives of their children. They should raise the children to have the proper relationship with Father God. The ministry should not act like God in the lives of their congregation. The leaders should train the people to go directly to God for their guidance. Examples of ministers playing God. This we've seen in where we've counseled people. We have seen this pattern through the years as we have ministered to people who have come out of churches and religious organizations or came out from under the control of a pastor or other leader of that organization. It is amazing to watch the leader work witchcraft on his flock either ignorantly or deliberately to control them. We have also seen this pattern as we sat in the congregation and had the leaders try to exercise witchcraft over us. We recognized the practice and did not receive it. Most people do not recognize the practice and receive demons. The people open themselves up to demonic attack by their blind allegiance to the leaders and organization and by accepting, not resisting, the damnable doctrine that is preached. How about this one? Matthew 5:14. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. If the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. All right, if you follow a blind pastor, you're going to fall in a ditch. The blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. What happens is that the leader opens the flock up to demon attack through his actions. The evil spirits assigned over the organization will be there because of the actions of the leader. Soul ties will be formed between the leader and the congregation. The leader will place curses on the followers. The leader will loose certain demons on the congregation to do what he says. Let's talk in generalities. If the leader is sexually immoral, then the ruler will be a sexual demon. Controls the congregation, witchcraft. Steals money from the treasury, covetousness. Drinks alcoholic beverages, addictions. Glorifies himself, spiritual pride, and on. Then the ruler demons will try to cause the congregation to be like the leaders. If the leader is sexually loose, then the people will tend to be sexually loose. The religious organization will go the way of its leaders. A church we went to had three leaders fall into sexual sin. There were many illegitimate children in the church. What is amazing is to watch these practices in Christians who move in deliverance. A Christian who walks in deliverance should be among the best educated of all Christians and have a better balance about what the Bible says. This is especially true of the deliverance ministers or lay workers. For instance, a pastor will cast out demons of witchcraft that came into the people in his congregation from practices outside of the church on the one hand, and then put demons of witchcraft into the people in his congregation through his practices on the other hand. In one example, this is a real example, the following happened. The pastor instilled fear in his people. He warned them about outside organizations, leaving the church, not submitting to his authority, criticizing him, and so forth. In the church, they had to obey and not question his authority. Outside the church, they couldn't leave his church and go to another church. They were paralyzed and were slaves to him. They were fearful of criticizing him and having him attack them from the pulpit. They were afraid to leave the church and lose their salvation. They were afraid of other organizations and people. If the people left, the people that remained could not associate with their dear friends that had left. The church cursed and prayed against the people that left the church and against any other group of people that the pastor may have had trouble with. These actions sent demons to attack these people and organizations. I dealt with both of these churches. I dealt with one church with individuals in the church that left the church. I dealt with this other church where one church was cursed in the other church and sending demons against them. What were the results of the actions of the leaders? the leaders loosed demons on the people in a congregation and sent demons after the people that had left or had problems with the church. They cursed the people and spoke failure in their lives. The people had soul ties with the leaders. When the people left the church, they felt that God did not love them. They may be losing their salvation. They were fearful of many things. They could not function normally in life. They were hurt and rejected by the way they were treated, had pains and illnesses associated with fears, had spiritual pride about being in the only church, had problems for giving the pastor and congregation about the way they were treated, were deceived about things of God, blamed the Lord for what had happened, and were confused and weakened by the experiences. When an outside church renounced the practices of this church, the church was attacked by demons sent from the other church. The pastor and congregation had many problems in the church. You had one church praying against the other church. Actually, you had one church cursing the other church and loosing demons to attack the people in the church. How can these curses fall on leaders, followers, and other churches? Proverbs 26:2. As a bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so shall the curse causeless, so the curse causeless shall not come. The curses fall on the leaders because they ignorantly or deliberately practice witchcraft, which is clearly contrary to the Bible. The curses fall on the followers because they ignorantly follow the leaders who are sinning. The curses fall on other churches because they ignorantly practice the Word of God and leave themselves open to curses. The main reason is ignorance or lack of knowledge of the Bible. There are many other reasons, such as the leader's selfishness, followers' weaknesses, and a church's partial following of the Bible. We all probably have cracks in our armor which allow demons to attack us under certain circumstances. I think that's true. I think we all probably have cracks in our armor. I have yet to meet the perfect man or woman. That includes Earlene and I. You must completely break free spiritually and physically from the organization and its leaders. You must renounce the organization and its practices spiritually to God. You must ask God to help you in all these things and to have faith and trust in God. To do this requires forgiveness for the leaders and followers, asking God to forgive you for your sins of bitterness and so forth, asking God to forgive and bless them, breaking soul ties and curses on your family, casting out demons that came in through soul ties, curses and association with the organization, praying for and discipline your mind not to yield to the programmed thinking of the leaders and demons. In summary, no person should try to act like God in the lives of others and violate their free will. Let God direct the actions of His children. No person should submit their free will to the leaders and become passive. A passive person is easily demonized because they yield. Both the leaders and the congregation will become demonized. Let me read that to you again. In summary, no person should try to act like God in the lives of others and violate their free will. Let God direct the actions of His children. No person should submit their free will to the leaders and become passive. A passive person is easily demonized because they yield. Both the leaders and the organization will become demonized. All right, let's look at a sequence of demonization. When people are subjected to these control practices, they become hurt and are influenced by the family's rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, respectively in that order. They are attacked by charismatic witchcraft demons sent from the leaders to the congregation. They personally submit to the passive mind demons by their actions. If the people outside of the church have controlled them, then they are attacked by witchcraft demons of occult and demonic associations. If they personally have submitted to the substances of abuse, then they're attacked by the witchcraft demons, the sorcery, drugs, alcohol, and so forth, which control the mind. Are you beginning to get the picture? I'm trying to spell it out as clearly as I can, 1, 2, 3, in engineer's language. I'm an engineer. I think like an engineer. We're taught to think logically. We're taught to be able to present things in a very clear, sequential fashion. And that's what I'm trying to do, trying to present it so you will see the sequence and you will understand it. Okay, now I've got a prayer and some demons that we're going to come against. So why don't y'all stand up and take a stretch, and then we'll get into the prayer. Okay, y'all can be seated. Praise God. I went through that lesson pretty quickly. I always figure I'm going to run out of time. Then I have a lot more time than I think I've got. I guess I'll read fast. I hope you got it.
Have you been subjected to things I'm telling you about, practices in the church that have caused you problems? Unfortunately, it's a common problem.
Okay, let's go in prayer now. I want you to stand up again. You always pray better when you're standing up. Also, it gets the kinks out of your muscles and in your mind. My dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, help me to recognize you as a man of war and to be a warrior for Christ. Help me to understand the law of blessing and cursing. Give me your wisdom of why you came to earth and how you work through me to win the war of the ages. Forgive me for playing God in people's lives. Forgive me for not raising my children to have the proper relationship to God. I forgive the fivefold ministry for playing God in my life and violating my free will. Forgive me for submitting to those who would try to control my will. Forgive me for my wrong thoughts and actions against those who have wronged me by their witchcraft. I pray that you would bless them with all spiritual blessings. Please help me, Lord, to have faith and trust in you, and not in man. I take authority over Satan, according to the whole Word of God. I completely break free from any organization or leader that has dominated me. I renounce the organization and any practices that are ungodly. I now break all soul ties with those who have controlled me. I break the curses that have been placed upon me and my family. I pray that you would deliver me from the demons that came in through these associations. I pray that you would heal me emotionally and physically from these experiences. Help me to cleanse my mind from the brainwashing of the leaders. Help me to discipline my mind to look to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as a Savior, Baptizer, Healer, Deliverer, and Prosperer. I ask this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. Amen. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the demons to come out. Every evil spirit where we've taken away your legal right, we command you to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have. We loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus Christ. We remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. Reminds you that you're going to be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you send your angels from the third heaven. We call for reinforcements and the personal angel of everybody here, Father. We pray that you shine your spotlight on those demons within the people and give them no place to hide, Father. We pray that you'd read Scripture to them until they would want to come out of their own free will. We pray for no holds barred, Father. We pray for total, all-out spiritual warfare against these demons in the people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command these demons to come out. Now come out, the spirits of rejection. Spirits of rejection that come in through these practices, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Rejection, roots of rejection, ruler of rejection, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. All rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception in lust, rejection by the mother and father, by Christian brothers and sisters, by the fivefold ministry, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the people. All this rejection that has come in through these practices that we've taught about through these verses that we've read in the Bible, we command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. We want all the rejection to go. We hate your rejection. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate everything that God hates. Now come out. We loose the spirits of love upon the people. We loose the opposite spirits upon the people in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would show the people that you love them. Now come out, rejection. We hate your rejection. You've done a lot of harm to the people. Now come out. All those demons of rejection, we bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. That whole family of rejection, we command every family to come out. Every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit, ruler demon and lesser demon, we command the families to come out as your call. We demand a total cleansing in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, spirits of bitterness, root of bitterness, ruler of bitterness, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All the family of bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, every spirit of resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, murder, suicide, death, abortion, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All bitterness, the bitter gall, the roots of bitterness, we rip you demons out by your roots. We will always pray that you send your angels in there with sharp two-edged swords and cut those demons. And we rip you out by your roots in Jesus' name. Now come out. All this bitterness. I come in bitterness where one Christian has bitterness for another Christian, or the congregation has bitterness for the fivefold ministry, or Christians have bitterness where people have hurt them in the church. Now come out. Come out, all hurts and deep hurts. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out. Hurts and deep hurts, come out. Roots, memory, scar, nests, and habits, I command you to go. I rip you out by your roots, demons, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. I loose God's people and set them free. That's right. Now come out, all these demons of bitterness and rejection that come in where other Christian brothers and sisters have hurt them, where they were trying to do good and someone hurt them and misunderstood them. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. You have no choice. You will come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come out of my brothers and sisters. We hate you, demons. We don't want any part of you. We don't want any part of sin and iniquity. Now get out of our lives in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free and get off this campground in Jesus' name. Now come out. Those spirits of rebellion where we have rebelled because of for being heard and becoming bitter. Now come out. Spirits of rebellion. The Bible says rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. We break the tie between witchcraft and rebellion. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Those spirits of rebellion, we command you to go. Now come out. Spirits of self-will, selfishness, self-idolatry, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose God's people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of self-will and stubbornness. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Forgive us, Lord, where we've committed iniquity and idolatry. We break those curses. We drive you out. Now come out. Come out, spirits of stubbornness. Being stubborn against God. Being stubborn against the people who God has sent to lead us. Come out, those spirits of stubbornness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. We drive you out, spirits of stubbornness. Now loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out, all spirits of stubbornness. Come out, spirits of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, those spirits of disobedience, unwillingness to obey God, unwillingness to obey proper authority. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, all disobedience, anti-submissiveness, unwillingness of the wife to submit to the husband, unwillingness of the husband to submit to God. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out, the family of rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of God's people. Loose my brothers and sisters and set us free in Jesus' name. We command you to go. Every spirit of rejection, bitterness, and rebellion, all roots, memory, scar, nest, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons, we command you to go. Now line up in rank and file in order and come out. Every demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, we command you to go. We call all associated demons out. We command the associated demons to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against charismatic witchcraft. We come against those demons that come into us through charismatic witchcraft. That's where one Christian practices witchcraft on another. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We call out rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Rejection of deliverance in Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Rejection by husband, wife, mother, father, and children. Rejection between deliverance workers and pastors. Rejection in the womb, of self, of others. Hurts and deep hurts by Christians. Touch me not. Inability to give or receive love. Conception and lust. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All those rejection spirits. Rejection that comes in through the womb. That we come into life with rejection where our parents didn't want us, or the parents wanted a boy rather than a girl, or a girl rather than a boy. Come out. Come out. That deep-seated rejection where we enter into life rejected. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of us. And that rejection that comes in through Christian brothers and sisters and through the fivefold ministry, we command you to go in Jesus. I come against that rejection by God where we feel like we've been rejected by God, where a demon has told us that God has rejected us and God doesn't love us and God hates us and we have sinned and God won't accept our forgiveness. Now come out, that rejection from God where the demons tell us that God has rejected us and we've committed the unforgivable sin. Now I break that damnable heresy and I command those demons to go in Jesus' name. We are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now come out, all that rejection of God and hatred of God, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of false doctrine, heresy, false preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, false tongues, prophecy, interpretation, demonic gifts, false religions, religious cults, Eastern religions, false love, sweetness, sentimentality, false prosperity, love of money, think and grow rich, money by faith, false positive thinking, metaphysical faith, soulish faith, false charismatic movement, false partial gospel, false shaking, quaking, crying, putting on a show, false cooperating, and discipleship. Come out, all this falseness. We call out all the falseness in Jesus' name. Come out, the false gifts. Come out, all the false gifts and all the false teachings that's come into us through false, the people in the fivefold ministry who are false, who are sheeps and wolves, or wolves in sheep's clothing. We command those demons to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all this falseness, all these false gifts and so forth. We command you to go. All this false teaching and damnable doctrine and doctrine of demons, come out in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out. Every demon is sent to bring that into us. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. All this falseness, anything that's not of God, that's false, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of charismatic witchcraft, witches, warlocks, domination, control, manipulation, dictatorial, mind control, blanking, blocking, binding, confusion, witchcraft, occult, antichrist, familiar spirits, divination, Jezebel, Ahab, passivity, destruction of the family priesthood, lukewarmness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any demon that would try to control us in any form or fashion, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out of God's people. Come out of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons of commanding angels for riches, imaging, visualization, greed, mammon, financial poverty of workers, pastors, churches, and camps. We command those demons to go in Jesus' name. I come against those demons of visualization and inner healing. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come out, demonic visualization, demonic inner healing. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against those that teaching that says just Jesus was standing by while you were raped. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against all that false teaching. I command you to come out. I come against those people who have been hurt by inner healing. I come against the people who have been hurt by inner healing. I command those demons to come out in Jesus' name. I come out. Every demon that came in through inner healing, which has hurt the people and caused them problems spiritually, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Come out. Demons of a different gospel, another Jesus, apostate religion, almost fooling the very elect, spirit of error, spirit of the world, aborted spirit, ruler demons over workers, pastors, churches, camps, soul ties, and curses from control. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, everyone who has repented in here, I break the curses between them and the fivefold ministry. I break any curse between anyone in the congregation and any person in the fivefold ministry or any lay worker or lay leader. I break the soul ties where a demonic soul tie has been formed with them. And I command those demons to come out by name. I command you to come out of in the name of the leaders who the soul ties were with. I call those demons out by name. You know your names. Now come out of them in Jesus' name. Come out. We break the soul ties. We drive those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now be gone. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of despondency, despair, defeat, hopelessness, morbidity, strife, contention, bickering, quarreling among the brethren, inability to work with other Christians, denominational spirits, separation, infighting, spiritual pride, ego, vanity, preeminence, haughtiness, self-idolatry, we are gods, worship of man, fear of man, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these demons that come in through submitting to authority that's misused, what God has given them, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all false religions, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnessism, bloodless religions, Catholicism, occult, Masonry, religious demons, evil eye, third eye, Masonic eye, all sin eye, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. False religions. I come against the Christian cults. I come against the Christian cults, and I command those demons to come out in Jesus' name. Any type of false religions, Eastern religions, Christian cults, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of Christian fantasy, falseness, false love, play acting, theatrics, affectation, pretension, hypocrisy, lying, deceit, deception, delusion, compromise. Come out those demons where we play church. We're playing church. We command those to go in Jesus' name. We play in the praise. We play in the service. And we're just giving lip service or body service. We really don't mean it. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power. All this Christian fantasy, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now. We bind your power and drive you. I come against all those demons of the passive mind where we've passively yielded ourselves to others in any form or fashion. That passivity, Christians are not passive. We're active. We're warriors. We're in a battle. We're fighting. We're not passive. We don't yield ourselves to anybody. We don't sit back like a bunch of dumb people and just take it in. We think and act and look and see what we're being fed. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All this passivity, the passive mind, the devil's workshop. Come out all deceptions, errors, and orders of invasion. We call out the passive will, the passive, and I command all the families of demons. These are families of demons. And I command the families of demons to go as I call the ruler demon out. Now come out the ruler demon of passive will and other ruler demons. Come out passive will, passive mind, passive imagination, passive judgment, passive reason, passive conscience, passive body, passive whole man. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. These families of demons, you know who you are. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We are not passive. We're active in the warfare of the Lord in Jesus' name. All this passivity demon. I call out all the general passivity demon, and there are many of you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all antagonism to truth about evil spirits, lack of moral vision or judicial balance, oppression of self and others, believing teachings of demons, exaggerated view of self, good or bad, unqualified obedience to demons, counterfeiting God, presence of God, divine, human, angelic, and satanic things, supernatural visions and voices. We command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against those demons of where the women feel like they've got to have a prophecy. If they don't have a prophecy, then they're not right with God. I come against those demons where people follow prophecy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, where they follow prophecy or they think they've got to have dreams and visions and things, or else they're not right with God. I come against all those false dreams, false visions, false prophecies, dependent upon prophecy and so forth, to think we're right with God. I come against those demons that cause us to look to someone to tell them what to do, that we can't hear from God ourselves. We have to look to some pastor or some leader. And I come against those in the name of Jesus Christ. And I come against the opposite spirits in the pastors and the leaders where they demonically take advantage of the people. I come against those in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of the people in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. We've broken your ties and we bind you out, drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out all witchcraft. We call out all witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Occult practices. There are many occult practices. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We come out all and drive out all demonic association. Come out spirits of parapsychology, Dungeons and Dragons, folklore, mythology, rock music. Come out spirits of witchcraft, Masons, Demolay, Eastern Star, Job's Daughters. Come out demons that come in through Protestant, Catholic, and cults. We command you to go in Jesus' name. All games with demonic influence, soul trap. Mind control, Jezebel and Ahab, witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ, all astrology, sales power, soul power, pyramid power. Come out spirits of hypnosis, all forms of witchcraft,
Hippocratic oath, sorcery, tranquilizers, pain pills, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, come out. Come out. All demons that come in through demon association, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, loose us. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of pornography, rebellion, white magic, black magic, and witchcraft, self-help programs, powers, rulers, imaginations, occult, Cyrex, fantasy, poorness, need, counterfeit, scouting, demonology, lotus, forgetfulness, serpents, orneriness, ghosts, barrenness, mind occult, blood transfusions, country music, astrology, self-hypnosis, authority, strong men, high things, soul ties, phenobarbital, lust, lack, greed, disco lights, ritualism, death and hell, oral sex, poverty, scorpions, divorce, goblins, sterility, foul and evil spirits, seduction, white and black magic, signs of the zodiac, principalities, kingdoms, strongholds, disobedience, valium, antithesis, bankruptcy, loss, covetousness, Nimrod, symbolism, love potions, confusion, failure, dirtiness, Halloween and diseases. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all diseases that come in through this teaching on this lesson today. Every disease that came in through this teaching and this lesson today, through falling into sin, through not Bible that we have been reading here, I command those to go in Jesus' name. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all occult practices, fortune telling, good luck charms, Gene Dixon, four-leaf clover, ESP, hypnosis, palm reading, horoscopes, magic, tea leaf reading, smoking, dipping snuff, handwriting analysis, arsenic, tarot cards, drug, pharmakia, clairvoyance, enchantments, peace sign, artifacts, snakes, martial arts, Taoism, acupuncture, playing cards, Arthur Ford, psycho-cybernetics, trances, psychometry, clairaudience, metaphysics, superstition, amulets, Indian witchcraft, Italian horn, maize fertility, karma, hex signs, Irish witchcraft, haunted houses, shows like Merlin, fiction, pornography, rebellion, white and black witchcraft, self-help programs, powers, rulers, imaginations, occult, Cyrex, fantasy, Ouija boards, seances, mind control, rabbit foot, transcendental meditation, incense, automatic handwriting, signs of the zodiac, levitation, secret organizations and lodges, drinking alcoholic beverages, gene and chromosome damage, psychic readings, LSD, telepathy, potions, Star of David, tattoos, self-realization, Buddhism, Zen, yin and yang, Hare Krishna, gambling, Ruth Montgomery, mind over matter, dolls, psychics, second sight, mental science, fetishes, talesmen, sun or moon worship, Indian religions, Christian science, healing, Jesus rock and roll, gypsy, rappings, fantasy, Walt Disney, Tolkien, blood transfusions, country music, astrology, self-hypnosis, authority, strongmen, high things, soul ties, phenobarbital, lust. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out all demons associated with cards, Edgar Casey, witchcraft, wishbone, yoga, pendulum, pierced ears, voodoo, water witching, eight ball, chewing tobacco, Kabbalah, strychnine, crystal ball, sorcery, Rubik's Cube, parapsychology, Ankh, five-point star, owls and frogs, deja vu, Hinduism, Confucianism, bingo gambling, reincarnation, divining, UFO, voodoo, predictions, auras, visions, runes, Satanism, spiritual healing, war paint, omens, science, conjuration, TV, Rosemary's Baby, incantation, seduction, white and black magic, signs of the zodiac, principalities, kingdoms, strongholds, disobedience, valium, antithesis, bankruptcy, counterfeits, scouting, demonology, lotus, forgetfulness, serpents, orneriness, ghosts, barrenness, mind occult, lack, greed, disco lies, ritualism, death and hell, oral sex, poverty, scorpions, divorce, jack-o'-lanterns, sterility, foul and evil spirits, loss, covetousness, Nimrod, symbolism, love potions, confusion, failure, dirtiness, Halloween, goblins, diseases, idolatry. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and we drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. My watch says it's 5 o'clock. It's time to quit. Okay, every demon in the name of Jesus Christ that we've taken away your legal right, we command you to line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. We command you to keep on coming out as we shut this service down and go on to other things. Father, I just pray that you send angels to read scripture to those demons that have no right to be there, Father. Lord, I pray that you would give them no peace in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for the continued deliverance of your people. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, I just pray that the people would receive the Holy Spirit, Father, would receive an infilling of the Holy Spirit, that they would fill up the places that are vacant, Father, that they would follow you and strengthen themselves, Lord, and that they would go on with you. And we just praise you and we thank you for what you have done here today. And we give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let me get your attention here just a minute, and then we can all eat. I know everybody wants to eat, including me. Father, we lift up this, we lift up all the people back in the kitchen, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you would bless them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the food that they have prepared for us. We ask your richest blessings upon them, Father. We ask your blessings upon everywhere that the food came from. We thank you, Lord, we pray that you would bless the gardens and everything that is used to raise food around here, all the canning process, Lord. And we just ask that you bless the whole process that has to do with our getting fed. Now, Father, bless this food, Lord. Purify it and cleanse it. We break all curses on it, and we eat with thanksgiving for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.